But no, I didn't. I thought you.
I just want to start off by saying powder is not that bad.
Not for real. It's not.
I just feel like sometimes in life, yeah. I live life on the edge a little.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just feel like if you did coke, it may help you lose weight.
That's what I heard.
That was crack.
But
that
I can say
crack.
It ain't true. None of
crack.
It is true. None of it is true.
Yeah, all right. You stepped in this motherfucker and it ain't got it there. You had to sidestep
me. Yeah, you see me. I had to sneeze too.
Now squeeze.
It's that left turn in inside the development. One of these numbers right here.
Welcome to episode 69.
That's all you gotta do is sprinkle a pad on the steering wheel. You slip on a turn.
End up in a ditch.
You slip on a turn.
Yeah.
This image is coming to you.
Hey, look. They can see you.
We got video in there. Episode 69. I feel like we're gonna get into some freaky deaky stuff.
You trying something deep?
Oh, see, that's where you go. How off much? The rip. Say no QB.
Hey, you want a whole app?
Ain't no way that gap going out, boy.
Y'all weird.
Yeah, it's been a long week, boy.
Hey, look,
yeah,
so
you ever took a blue pill and it didn't pan out?
Yeah. You remember that night? So we stayed in the same room, and I had that one girl come through, and then she didn't give me no ass.
Yeah,
I was so angry.
Yeah,
I was so angry. Like, you know, I ain't no fucking.
Yeah.
I bet you slept on your stomach that night, and you woke up 2 inches off the bed.
There was a jet. Cause you know I ain't got nothing. Can't be standing up.
Hey, look, so all
right, let's get serious.
Hey, look, yeah, Chad, you was telling me about a scenario that you saw on Facebook, was it?
Yeah, it's kind of all over social media, but I think we've kind of talked about it before, but just to kind of resurface, because it's forever a hot topic, right? Like, as far as how do you rank your mom, wife, kids, so forth. So, in this particular video, the guy goes to pick up his wife, so happens to have his mom in the front seat, but the car is the wife's car.
Okay.
And the wife did have an issue with the mom not wanting to get in the back seat of the vehicle, and the husband, you know, was kind of, you can tell he was a little bit confused. He didn't know what side to take.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? He's kind of like just trying to defuse the situation. Mama saying she ain't getting the fuck out the front of the car. And the wife saying,
two type A females.
The wife saying, you need to get out the, I'm not sitting in the back of my shit that I'm making payments on. Right, you know what I mean? Like,
well, first of all, that wife need to recognize that's ours. You know, they married.
You beat your women.
All right, Bono. No, my fault. Go ahead and finish.
So I want to start with actually you and MJ, since y'all are the two more, I would say, mild mannered, you know, more level headed individuals on the show.
Right.
You irritate my life.
I gonna laugh.
let me start with you.
In my opinion,
because you're the next to be married. Right, so
yeah, it's a coin toss between a couple of us in here, you know.
It's about two of him. I don't think
MJ's sneaky. Okay?
That's quiet assassin.
About to propose to Will Sharp next week.
So to me, this is a win-win situation. Make your wife drive, mama sit in the front, you chill in the back.
That's how I would have handled the situation.
Then they're going to be fighting about who elbow's going to get. Who elbow get the center console.
Then your wife will call her a bitch, and then next thing you know, they fighting in front of you while she's driving.
It sounds good, but no. When you get home, why didn't you take up for me and have your
mom? Yeah, absolutely. I was just joking. Like, realistically,
It's FDK first.
You
yeah, damn.
And then the mama, and then your
wife. You not telling Lade Fade to get in the back. You not.
I feel like beat him
the fuck up. 2 weeks in a row, right? Hey. 2 weeks in a row. Nah,
so
but
you want me to say your mama edge up before the like? What do you want me to say, bro? It should be no. Like all seriousness, it should be crispy. It, you know I love my dudes.
And that fish was hitting Sunday. You hear me? Like yeah. That fish hit.
I mean, she ain't even wear no do-rag. You know what I'm talking about? Like, so her shit was just going crazy. So it's all good,
man. So realistically, what you would do is. Mom dude's going in the back seat, man. Happy wife, happy life.
I really feel like that's how most of us would handle it.
Because,
like, let's be real, we ain't gonna tell our moms get in the back.
My mom would be like, I'm gonna get in the back.
Yeah, that's how my mom is too.
I feel like my mom would, like, she probably would ride in the back seat on the way to go pick up the wife.
Looking like a taxi cab.
Yeah, just to avoid any kind of confrontation. Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying, like, why, like, your mom don't like your bitch, basically. Like, yeah, no, for, not yeah, more, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That situation, She, for her to, like, literally, like, go in a situation like that where she's like, I ain't getting in the back. Like, what's up? She don't respect her and she won't smoke. Like,
I mean, watching the video, my dude clearly wanted all that action.
All that smoke. Mama,
like,
Yeah, it's some underlying issue.
Oh, yeah, that ain't new. That's not new turmoil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, I'm getting in the back, like, baby. And she's like, no, I ain't driving either. One day, there it is.
When the pastor said, is there anybody in this crowd that objects to this holy matrimony?
The mama ain't
the husband in the back holding the wife down, like, bitch, you better. You better not embarrass me. You know what I'm talking about? So MJ.
That's all she gonna
MJ. Let's. I want to hear your ranking real quick, then I'll go to Jason.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah, it'll be the wife, mama, FDK.
Okay.
Man, look. My kids, my bitch. My kids, like, to me, is the kids, the wife, the mom. The reason why I say that is because the kids can't take care of themselves.
Yeah.
But
you can always have more. That's the I had this argument.
You can always have more.
Touche. No, because I was talking to this woman today on Twitter. She said,
what's her OnlyFans?
She don't have an OnlyFans.
I love when you shove your glasses back up.
Because I be sweating, so them bitches. Like, yeah. But not, so she.
You're looking like Willie Gilchrist.
But what she was saying is somebody told her if there was a fire and there was her husband and her kids. Somebody said they would save the husband. She was like, no, fuck that. I saved the kids. But I told her, I see where the logic is. The logic is they think if you save the husband, you can make more kids. But I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, these kids can't save themselves.
Yeah.
If that man can't save himself, God got him. That's how I look at it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because at that point, it's like, no. The man has lived his life already, lived part of his life already. The kids ain't even started living life yet.
Right, so they don't know what they missed.
But in the orders that y'all gave, my order would be more so wife, kids.
No, 100%, then mama, and
this is why I say that. I feel like if 100%. I take care,
I mean,
like,
by the Bible, it's supposed to be that.
I feel like if I take care of my wife, she gonna take care of the kids regardless. You know what I mean?
100%.
Yeah.
You believe in
you sound like a good guy, man.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So
he's a backslide from time to time. That's a
backslide, bro. You know what I
mean? Yeah.
Episode 4, you was on it. Now you didn't.
I'm on the same wavelength as Black, wife, kids, mom, dudes. And my thought process behind it is my mom was able to create or be a part of a legacy being created.
Yep.
Now I'm beginning my legacy, you know what I mean? So, and at the helm of that legacy is a woman beside me to oversee the throne.
Ooh.
So
you got the king and queen at the top.
And
then you got, I feel like I'm going to have a gay son. And
I can see it.
Where did that come from? I'll tell you what. Now, hear me out.
You will speak that into existence.
No. I, and I'm just being 100% honest. Check me out, Black. So, My thing is, and listen, I'm gonna have to learn to love him. But my thing is,
you're not gonna have to learn because you don't love him.
MJ, listen, Linda. Right? Like y'all know, I work a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I pull 8 hours a lot. So a lot of times, especially when you have a son in the home. You know what I mean? And there's somewhat of a small or a minor absence. And my lady, she's into
girl,
beauty.
Girl,
you know what
I
mean? Like, she's a true woman. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
eyebrows,
she's into makeup, lashes, eyebrows, wax and all that shit. And I want two sons. And I feel like one of them is going to, like, cling to it and want to do makeup, too.
It's going to be this short, fat one.
Yeah. As long as one of them gets
it's gonna be the 6'2".
No, you're not.
The
I need you.
The edge rush.
Don't do me like that, man. What are you doing?
The edge rush is going in.
Yeah, what was it?
Magic Johnson Jr.
What was the one from Missouri? The DN.
Michael Sam.
Yeah.
Look, I told y'all not to be homophobic before the
test. No. Ain't nobody be homophobic.
Where he at now?
Grocery store, probably.
He worked the limousine stand at the Pride
Festival.
Oh my God. No, he worked at Enterprise, and you know, he just got shut the fuck down.
Basically. Oh, Enterprise rent a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet he a manager already.
Because you know what? Enterprise, they love athletes.
Yeah, they come out.
They tell you, like, if we want, like, athletes.
Athletes that play college, like, sports, they
I
want
I feel you. Like Enterprise get over on you.
When I'm lying, I told him I played for Auburn. Didn't get me far.
They said,
I see my big ass walking. They said he didn't play nothing.
But yeah, that whole scenario, I mean, like you said, there was definitely some underlying issues between that mother and that wife.
Oh, yeah, how many times can your wife fight your mama for you have to cut one of them off?
Yeah, who you gonna, if they fight, what you gonna do?
You know me.
I'm not a confrontational person at all. So I'm gonna probably have words with both of them.
You gonna probably sit in the car while they battling, and I know how you do.
Who you think will win?
We talking about
heavy hitters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I got Wendy though easily.
Wendy Mike. Kariba got a little sting on her, but she roll.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we think we're like, how you say?
Yeah, Wendy gonna be like, I started the autumn. Now I have to study the autumn. And I feel like a bitch.
Bro, when
I'm crying right now.
Bro, when I was watching that video, I was like, yo, Mike is... He's tore up here. Then when he started crying, I was like, "Yeah, this is not somebody."
Bro, the nigga
sells
weed for a living. He sells weed for a living.
Like, bro, you do not understand. Like, he was basically taught as a kid, like, kill that. You don't stop till he gives up or dies. If he dies, he dies. Like that. Yeah, like
that's part of the sport.
Exactly. And so Mike, I don't know if you ever seen. You probably seen highlights.
Yeah.
Mike was not nothing. I don't care what nobody say. Mike is probably the scariest man to ever box.
Yeah.
Like
the
youngest heavyweight champion ever.
Bro, at 20.
Yes.
This is my thing,
couldn't
though.
Even drink alcohol.
Roy Jones Jr. got his ass fucking kicked as a light heavyweight.
And you're going to fight the heavyweight.
You got your ass got
probably the most dangerous heavyweight ever.
So this is what I'm going to say. I think Roy has a chance if he can stick to just boxing. With Tyson.
Hear me.
Mike Tyson's gonna bait him in.
And
Roy's gonna take that bait.
Hear me out, MJ. The only reason I think Roy Jones Jr. agreed to do this was because he's thinking, no. Because I don't think they're doing this for money. It's an exhibition match.
It's for charity. I donated
to charity. But,
this is legit.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
September 12th. So I think Roy Jones Jr. is thinking this is an exhibition match. You know, we just gonna get in the ring and spar for 8 rounds and go home and, you know, the McDonald's.
Kiss the kids.
The McDonald's Foundation.
Mike will hit him right here.
Get a little term change. But Mike, I think that Mike's thinking is, this is my chance to relive the glory day.
Yeah.
And show the world that I'm still that man.
And I'm going to show these niggas I'm here. I ain't going to. I'm no bitch.
Not a bitch.
He said the same shit Pat said at the park. I'm no bitch.
At department.
Bro, cause like he gonna catch roll with one in the
and he gonna
dude.
He gonna fold.
Yeah, he might break a rib. Hit too.
We ain't seen him punch since he knocked that nigga out on hangover and he was fat then.
Derek, I'm gonna tell you now. You come to the house and we watch this pay per view and the end in the first round, we go into the garage. We gonna make this last.
Okay. It can be recorded, please.
That's fine.
Like I said, I don't fight him in the garage.
That's fine.
Fight him in the backyard.
Yeah, I'ma fill that gap with some drywall.
He wanna fight in the garage with Jelena Carr in there.
Exactly. I'll be in that corner so crazy. I told you trying to fight me in the pantry. He don't know I'm fitting in there. Damn, trying to get me smoked in there, boy.
Hey, look. So, I know we talked about Dr. Dre divorce before, but I think we did a little bit. But I think it was like, it was probably a couple weeks ago.
We knew that it was a prenup.
Yeah, so because it was first
prenup from the get go.
But it was reported that it wasn't.
She didn't.
She had to sign it.
And she's a fucking lawyer.
Yeah, she signed it.
She's a paralegal.
Did she forget?
if she didn't know there was a prenup.
She'd be in court transcribing.
Right. She still got six credits.
one of her stupid ass.
Can't pass the bar.
Bitch done paid 12 grand.
About
17 in Cali.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, like, damn. Bro, you gotta understand, it was probably one of her stupid ass friends said, bitch. Bitch, listen. We live in Cali, bitch. You're entitled.
Is that the one Dr. Dre used to beat up on?
No, that's Michelle.
Same shit.
You heard Michelle? Michelle sound like him.
She married a genuine. No.
Michelle?
Was she?
No.
She was Chris Brown.
She was first and then Dr. Dre. Shug Knight.
You'd combine Craig Mack and Keith Murray.
He's a Craig Murray.
Yeah.
But either way, so I'm telling you, one of her homegirls, ladies, don't let your friends tell you, fuck you over. One of her friends told her probably, bitch, we live in Cali, you entitled to have. Kobe wife, God rest his soul, thought the same thing. Drake said, you on with me shooting with the gym. She changed her mind the next week.
Yeah.
It's just a prenup, like, just because state laws don't stop shit, contracts mean everything. You sign something, it means something.
Yep.
You fuck, baby. Yeah, fuck that. What? Somebody had a nerve to say she's entitled to whatever money he made while they were together.
Hell no.
You know who figured it out, though?
Who?
Jeff Bezos, bitch. She figured it out so much. Like, she got paid out.
How much she get?
34 or 35 billion.
Goodness.
In the split. But the nigga, like, net worth increased dramatically after that.
So now, I think she only got a third, though.
And whatever.
Either way.
34 billion. Like, you.
So, what was his worth before? I think
I looked it up. It might have been like over 100 billion, bro. Yeah.
And now it's probably double that.
She was like the second richest bitch after that.
Nah, for real.
Like, she became like a top five richest woman in the world.
So, off of a divorce.
Yes.
Yeah. Bro, like, I don't get that. Like,
I don't get marriage. Yes, I know.
She provided moral support.
She probably didn't suck enough dick.
That didn't pay any electricity bills in that house.
Would you pay it? Would you have paid it?
What, electricity bill?
If Reba was worth 100 and something billion, would you pay a goddamn bill?
Bro, I probably couldn't afford to.
Exactly.
Fuck black up right here, though. They say behind every strong black man,
it's two black women. And a white girl.
Yep. I can attest to that. Yeah. Not now,
she gonna step in your shit. And Blake gonna call you black.
No, don't call him daddy no more. I hear it now.
Bruh,
what she call you today? Ask you that. Where your mask at?
Yeah.
Give us some numbers, MJ.
Mackenzie Bezos.
That's the bitch name?
Yeah.
How her name young?
She is young.
Oh, she really?
Yeah. $64.5 billion.
See, I think her money is making money, bro.
Jeff Bezos is now worth $178 billion.
Bro, 2 weeks ago, nigga was sitting at home. And made $13 billion in one day.
Like, I need whatever he got.
So my problem, I DM'd him and asked him, could he help with my student loan? It just fell on deaf ears.
That's like a cookout trade.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Trainer.
Hey, put your glasses in the air, man. You can smoke a little weed, but every now and then you dip in a little pot. Let me get your glasses.
Hey, look. I put my glasses in.
Hey, back to being serious, man. So she has donated over $1 billion to colleges. Of which six HBCUs were given $20 million, by far the largest donation from a single donor.
That doesn't come up to be 20.
No. She donated over $1 billion, of which six HBCUs received $20
million. Okay, gotcha. Right?
So
how much did Liz get?
Not. Liz just asked me for $15 towards the football field. You know what I mean? Like,
Robux.
We should laugh.
Yeah, they sent me a Cash App request for $25.
Say, hey, tell her, I seen you 50, you name it Chizzy.
Spook text me, don't donate.
Oh, man. What that cash tag is?
You know, Parker know where all the potholes in the field are. So, you know, he designing all the plays around the goddamn low spots.
What's that cash tag? Dollar sign what?
Dollar sign Robux. 1972. But all right, so check this out. All right, so some of the colleges that she donated to, right, like you said, Howard was one of them.
Howard, Hampden,
Morehouse,
right, Spelman,
mm-hmm, Tuskegee, and Xavier University.
Okay,
Xavier is a HBCU
in Louisiana.
Oh, that Xavier.
Okay, so Xavier.
You know which one I'm thinking of, right? Yeah,
in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's the one Lil Wayne went to. But
he did go to college for like a week and a half.
I thought he went to Houston. Yeah.
He flunked out.
Same shit.
He didn't have a high school diploma. How did he go?
Listen, my thing is,
he's a millionaire.
You're giving.
He quit school at the Bling Bling. Like, I would have too.
You're giving some of these colleges, some of these astute colleges, if you will.
Astute
colleges.
He
not astute.
The upper
he's a stoop.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Like the upper echelon of
the ones who didn't need no money.
Right. Yeah. You donated to the colleges that were HBCU-ish.
Bro, Howard just got a five-star.
Ain't no real niggas.
A five-star recruit for basketball. They going to get bread off of him alone.
Just off him.
Exactly. Yes.
Nigga, 7 foot tall.
Bro, you got schools out here like that are on the tail end, or like right teetering of being shutting down, losing certain accreditations to be considered a proper 4-year institution.
Like the St. Paul's of the world.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
they're done. They've been done.
Yeah, I know.
Man. I'm saying like you couldn't give Liz $150,000, huh?
Oh, you're talking about her?
Like, yeah. Like right now, they're tearing down. They tearing down Bedell. One of them shits out there. Getting bulldozed.
It was UCal, I think, right?
Yeah, UCal.
You know what I mean? Like when Liz was at max capacity, like Justin said earlier, prior to the episode, they had niggas sleeping on cots. They sending niggas to the Bible College.
Microtel.
They bought a hotel.
They sending niggas to a motel.
Yeah.
It was a hotel. It was close.
It was a tweener.
Yeah, it was a
tweener. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It was dope, though, because it had the mirror on it.
It was a step up from a Super 8. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
it was a hotel, but it was two-star.
It was on some West Coast Productions type shit.
Like,
invasive angles.
You could go there for the $40 QV.
The QV?
Yeah. You could go there for the $40 QV, the 80HH.
No AAs.
No AAs.
Yeah. AA is 40 plus.
You know? So, I don't understand.
Out of everybody at this table, MJ would have been the only one able.
he would only play that out because of his beard.
Because
like,
he got the salt and pepper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
so I just don't understand it. Like, what will it take? Because I'm sick of Liz reaching out to me. Like, nigga, you donate something to me.
But see, and that, so I get what you're And the my issue, like I said, they have donors. I feel like that people, they have prominent people that went there that could donate.
I feel like
we're not prominent.
I feel like people do donate, and then it's the mismanagement of funds. But that's neither here nor there.
Didn't some nigga like extort, not extort them, but like he embezzled their money?
The young nigga.
Young nigga. It was like Howard or something. He got like $200,000 on.
Yeah, he finessed him.
Wow,
finessed him.
He worked in like financial aid or some shit.
Fuck it, man. They deserve it. Fuck it.
Yeah, but no, that's what I'm saying. Like, so I saw this earlier. You don't think it's not really childish, but tactless for Tawan to have a shirt that says HBCU?
It's kind of stupid.
It's stupid, right?
Because they're not considered HBCU.
No, do you know what?
But they're predominantly black, though, right?
No,
they're not.
What does HBCU stand for?
Historically Black College University.
Do they look historically anything?
I never been to Shawan campus.
No.
It looked like it was niggas.
The reason you think
it's because my brother went there.
The reason I never visited. A lot of black people at Shawan, bro, is because their athletics is filled with Negroes.
Okay. Because it's in the CIAA now.
Okay.
But even when we played them in baseball, not a single black person.
Wow.
Not a single.
I remember they had two white dudes on the basketball team that was lights out.
But they're white. Okay, well, I mean, what do you think is going
to
happen?
They came to live and beat us by 40.
But the thing is, you have to be, you don't get considered an HBCU. It's you are a HBCU. You are,
right, correct, correct.
HBCU-ish.
So when was Shawan found? Well,
it's a long time ago. Like, it's an old ass school. It's dusty in a bitch.
Okay. 1670.
But the thing is, they're not a historic. They were not. So of course, HBCUs were founded because black people couldn't go to white colleges.
Correct.
So there's HBCUs now that are not predominantly black, but they're still HBCUs. There's a school in West Virginia, Bluefield State, that is a HBCU, but nobody black goes there anymore.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's not predominantly black, but it's still
a historically black college.
University. Exactly. Okay. So it just because a lot of black people go there doesn't mean it's a black school.
Is Lincoln like that as well? I've never been there.
Lincoln is a HBCU.
Yeah, I know it's a HBCU, but is it
black?
Oh, okay.
It's black. It's black. Like, it's black. It's not far from Philly. So, black.
Hey, look. So, the 2010 class at Runner Rapids, like, I'm in, like, this little group, Facebook group. And for some reason,
for y'all 10-year anniversary,
they still trying to do some little 10-year shit. So So the nigga that created the page, I just sent him a message. Like, I said, I'm fat now and I ain't got no kids, and like I got a 9-to-5 job. Just let everybody know because I'm not coming.
Because you high risk.
Yeah.
Are they still trying to do something during the pandemic?
I'm not. I mean, it's like I seen some shit like them talking about. Just doing it, like, conjoining it with the junior class, you know, class that was behind us, which would be cool. But, I mean.
Why is people still trying to do stuff?
At this point.
Stay in the house.
People just want to be normal so bad, and it's not normal.
Bro. It's not. And if we keep going at this rate, man.
We ain't never going back outside. Never.
Because people are so fucking stupid. If I see another bitch go to the club, I'm really going to be pissed off. You dusty bitch.
Folks in Germany are back out and enjoying.
I see pictures. Like, they on the street, like, throwing up all of this.
In England, they zooted. But that's because they follow the laws. You know what I mean? They follow the rules, did what they're supposed to do. They numbers are down and everything like
I'm
that.
I'm just so disappointed because it's niggas doing this stuff. If it was white people, I'm like, figures. You know what I'm saying? But when I see niggas do it, it really bothers me. Like, I'm like, come on, bitch.
Why does that bother?
Yeah.
It bothers me because
when have niggas ever followed the law?
You're right.
You can't tell a nigga to do nothing.
When a nigga... Ever follow the rules? you're completely right. I be hoping for the best. I hope for the best and get the worst. That's my problem. I want us to be better, bro.
That's what I was thinking. But
I know. Cause look, when niggas come in there,
lowering expectations.
So the other day, I had a nigga come in my job. Right, mind you, he had a McDonald's uniform on. I should have known it was gonna be a trouble.
You need a mask? Oh, all right.
No. So that nigga took his mask and did it.
I knew it.
So my manager tells him, nah, bro, you got to wear your mask. So my manager not tough. He's 6'2", lanky nigga from West Virginia. Not West Virginia, Virginia Beach. Light skinned niggas, half white, half black. So the niggas like, nah, bro, I can't fit. I was like, bro, just put the mask on. He's like, nah, y'all ain't gonna tell me shit. As soon as he said that, I said, bro, just go ahead and go, bro. Cause like we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah, yeah.
this ain't the area for you to be acting like that.
Yeah.
He said, huh? Do what? So then me, gone, bro. Like, so
I can't wait for you to get beat up.
That he would have been the nigga. I'm telling you. This won't no bitch ass nigga. Yeah. Like, I'll say 6'2", 230, and with dreads, and he was just like, huh? And I said, gone, bro. You have a good day, bro. I walked out.
Yeah.
And he's standing out in front of the store, pacing back and forth, looking at me like. So I'm like, so.
I wish you'd have told your ass.
So here's my thing. So you know what? In my mind, I'm like, you know what? Let me go help this young brother out because he need help. I go out there and be like, look, we outside. I just want it so we can make sure your phone work. I'm going to help you out here. Before I can even get in there, go on the fuck back in, bro. I said, huh? Go on the fuck back in, bro. This is how you feel, my nigga? Like, I went, yeah. Like, he was like, yeah, go on the fuck back in before shit get ugly. I said,
you went back in.
Because I'm at work. What
yeah.
you mean?
I'm like, yeah. As you did the right thing.
Yeah, I'm at work. So like, I was like, I went back in.
I feel like you need to be humble. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like both of us needed to. See, so here my manager, he in there like, and not only that, he 22. And he ain't ever really been through that.
He ain't experienced nothing.
And now he out there, he in the middle of the store looking like, what do I need to do? Then so like, I walked back in, he was like, look, if he just come back in, just call the cops. Just call the cops. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how we would all do it. Like, you know, but I was just like, because after a while, I was like, let me go help this young brother out. And then I was like, you know what? Like you said, I need to lower my expectations. So. Anyway,
we can't act right, man.
We can't
act right.
Fuck Miss Bezos.
But that's what
bitch, you really gonna give $20 million to people who don't need it? That's like when people rich win the lottery.
Hey, hey, check me out, Miss McKenzie. Look, listen. All right, I owe about $60,000 in student loans. Mm. That ain't nothing but a honey bun to you. You know what I'm talking about? That's a 75-cent little honey.
The frosted one or just the regular one?
The frosted. You know what I'm talking about? Like I feel like her giving me $60,000 is equivalent to me giving the nigga at the stoplight a dollar.
So let me follow up a question with you making that statement. What you willing to do for that $60,000?
I'll suck a dick in my
You know I'm nasty.
High fashion. Like going
on. Nah, but on some real shit, I mean, I ain't.
Nah, and the reason why I asked that, because that leaves it.
That's
sick. Hey, I mean, look, the reason why I asked that, because that leads into the next topic. So, like, I'm going to start with MJ first, because he the oldest, you know what I mean?
He sucked dick before.
What?
This whole episode about to be over.
How far are you willing to go to satisfy your significant other? How far is too far? Or is there no such thing?
MJ's at level 10.
No, I'm probably about level 4.
You want to meet
level 4?
You want to meet the math?
Out of 5 levels, level 4.
Nah, out of 5 levels, I'm probably level 2 and a half. I'm about halfway.
Big boss, you know what I'm talking about?
This dude was so good. What?
You ever played Mario? You got to the big boss.
Not a 2 and a half.
Oh my god! No!
Hold on. On the scale, 1 to 10.
Like your woman come home in some gray sweats and you see a print.
You kiss it.
I can see you now with the dick grab.
On a scale 1 to 10.
I ain't doing nothing anal. anally on me.
So no butthole shit for you.
Yeah, no.
But that's
what about for her?
Yeah.
So
you know.
So no.
They said
through study.
No, hold on, chat. So you
experimentation.
So you wouldn't let her eat your ass and none of that.
No.
Okay, no, she wouldn't let her put a finger in there.
No finger.
So you accidentally got your ass ate.
Accidentally?
Yeah, it was an accident.
What are you talking about? You talking about getting your ass ate or getting fingered in your ass? What are you
talking
about? No, I never had no finger, buddy. Huh?
Never had no finger. He
had that pregnant
pause, man. I heard one of the man hit your ass with that captain hook.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what you're going to call me anyway, huh?
Hey, look, real quick, shout out to my dog MJ, man. My dog really got to go to work at 11:30 tonight.
Yeah.
And he in here drunk, about to go unpack me. That man talking about a truck coming at 11:30.
No. My dude got to go back to work. I had to open.
Oh, you trying to end the episode? Fuck you.
That's a manager shit for you.
Dedication
though,
right there.
I was annoyed earlier, but I can't be mad at you for having to work, bro.
Nigga hit you back with the duty calls. I had to respect.
Yeah, I respect it. I just said y'all
like
was annoyed.
Justin wanted to block both of us.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell I do? But I was mad at you because it's kind of like you tried to pull me in with your shenanigans. I was like, I ain't got shit to do with
what you got. Black already said he got drilled this weekend.
Yeah.
So Saturday and Sunday.
That's why Thursday was the day. You know what I mean?
But either way, what was it?
So my thing is, would you do anal toward her though? Said what?
Uh-huh. I asked him if he got paid. He said not yet.
I said no. What the fuck?
So like, no, I'm saying, but like, so would you give her, if she asked for anal, would you give it to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said 1 to 10, you going about 5. You stopping halfway. Five, yeah. All right, Chizzy. 1 to 10. So I want you to give a scale 1 to 10, mm-hmm. and then.
I feel like explaining what that peak is.
Absolutely.
You get your nipples up.
I do.
That shit feels good. What you mean?
I do. Stimulate.
And I'm going to look at her while she do it.
Is it just the nipple or does she lift it up and lick the crease too?
Yeah, me and her lifting it.
That's
I mean a halfway.
like sharing a spaghetti noodle.
I know that crease salty.
Nah, it's usually right out of the shot. Ain't no good. Johnson, they bought it.
That right. Packed in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, y'all seen y'all women, like, tap a little pad in their cleavage before they leave. You know, to catch a sweat. And then they come home and the shit look like sourdough.
Yeast.
Look like they getting ready to roll a pizza. You know
what I mean? Nah, but scale 1 to 10 though.
I'm saying on a scale of 1 to 10, my level of freaky is probably a 6.5. In all honesty,
is it because how much you can move or?
I felt like I'm 150. I done told you.
Mm.
I heard it one time. Well, a few times we used to live together. I was like, she is fucking the shit out of him. Then I realized he doing it because the way the quake go in the house, you like, that's him doing that. That's him. That's him thrust.
So was it him moaning or her?
Me.
It was her.
I can tell you, it was me. It was me. But I would say probably a 6.5. I'm gonna be honest with you. I ain't with that butt play shit, man. Not for really. Like, I
don't even grab your cheeks.
Like, I be walking through the kitchen sometimes. You know what I mean? And she like try to squeeze my ass cheek, and I feel so violent.
Yeah.
Like, for real, like, it's like, don't touch me like that.
Is that your homophobia speaking?
I,
not saying you are, but I'm just saying, like, in a sense.
It's just...
Because, like, I feel like we're taught as black men to be homophobic growing up. You know what I mean? Not saying we're it's ingrained in us, like, that shit's not...
Not okay.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
And it could be, but to
one
me, that
one
shit...
One-way street.
To me, that shit exit just only. Feels weird, man. Like, it really...
Are we gonna get to you
next? Yeah, he definitely next.
Nah, it really is a weird feeling. So, you know,
I don't have a problem like exploring with certain aspects of, you know, the sexual. No. Relax. But, like, you know,
I'm it's the bridge to Terabithia.
Hey, like I'm the suck toes.
That's why I think you lowballing your number, because you said 6.5. He said 5.
5, 6. I think we might be.
Like, I think
they're in the same boat.
You think so?
Okay. I still think he lowballing too.
Yeah.
What do you think I do that I'm not saying?
I suck toes and all that.
I'm like, so you know what? Now that I think about it, I take it back, because the older I get and the more shit I see,
yeah,
I realize we're not as freaky as we think we are.
We ain't doing the goddamn thing.
So you watch Ozark, right?
Yeah.
You remember that episode when the wife set up that politician by having the stripper fuck him with the dildo in his mouth?
Yeah.
It's niggas like that in the world.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga had on a bra and panties with his hands handcuffed, and she like throating him with her strap.
That's a nigga on Justin Facebook to me that three women to peg. I don't know if y'all seen this shit.
Yeah. See, to me, that's like a 10.
Yeah, and that's like I said, it's, and then white men pay black men to fuck their wife. Say, please fuck my wife.
Yeah, so
you
like,
know what I'm saying? It's levels to this shit that I thought we like. I'm telling y'all to eat ass at 22. We like, oh, we so fucking nasty.
Yeah,
that's regular.
This
shit.
Regular.
Yeah. I'm thinking I'm advanced.
Yeah, we regular shit. Right. We tell women when we're younger, let me just go eat your pussy real quick. They like, ooh, oh,
yeah. Now it's like,
it's nothing
standard.
Yeah.
My husband.
Well, y'all remember when pussy was frowned upon?
Yeah.
Right?
Like, so this is why I say I think you're lowballing it, because I feel like there is more that you would do. Because the question is, like, what would you do to please your significant other?
I don't know what you're doing to please her now, but how far would you go?
Yeah,
I would go as long as she ain't want to do none of the anal play.
So
you want to get pissed on, is what you're telling
me. I mean,
you'll take the golden shower. You nasty bitch.
Neck down. Go ahead. Man.
No, y'all nasty.
Yeah, as long as it don't get in my contacts.
So y'all
want to...
So y'all really would let a woman piss on y'all?
Yes.
What do you think is squirt?
Okay, knowing it's piss. That's like the psyche of it is different, bro.
How
much water is she drinking today?
How hydrated?
The psyche. I mean, I'm talking
she
about
all water. That
I'm talking about
that. Yeah, because if she's drinking a bunch of Mountain Dews, man. Yeah.
I'm talking about that particular day she drank all coffee and apple juice. You know what I'm talking about? So like the shit is green. You know what I mean? Like, and black. You just in there like squirting it back through your gap.
If you got a
sending that bitch back.
If you got a hint of Hennessy in it.
So I'm sitting at the table with three niggas that want to get pissed off.
No.
We don't want to. That's not what we're saying.
But if she pissed on you, it's cool.
No, if my bitch say, look, babe, I
feel like pissing on you tonight.
I think it'll help our relationship. I ain't gonna do your thing. Like,
I'm willing to do whatever I gotta do for my relationship.
We
man.
Ain't that night.
You're
not pissing on me.
Bro, she wanna piss on that little fat ass calf of yours. She ain't gonna let it happen.
I'm gonna piss back. We gonna be some pissing fools in that motherfucker. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whole room need a deep clean.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell Doug to send Randall in the truck, come pick up this mattress. You know what I ain't using it no more.
Oh, man.
What's the furthest you'll go?
I would probably say about a 7.5, 8 maybe.
But what is the furthest you'll go?
So like for me to please her, there's nothing I wouldn't do. As far as like,
okay, Joe.
Gray sweats.
Yeah.
I'm saying like nothing being done to me, but whatever I gotta do to her to please her to get her off sexually. Yeah.
But what if getting her off sexually is what she's doing to you?
Pegging you.
That's different.
Oh, that
to me,
was different.
Yeah, like I still don't understand how women get off pegging.
Dude.
It's the same. It's the same shit from us eating pussy and like I enjoy eating pussy. I kind of
I can eat pussy and leave.
So it's the same shit for them. For them, like black, she tearing your ass up. She tearing.
Y'all gay. Y'all gay.
Like, she clapping cheeks.
He keep making
it. Yeah, because he imagined it. He's like, he just gay. I know I'm not a homophobe, but no.
The Tiger Woods apology.
Yeah. Like, she, there you go.
I'm talking about she tearing up your little narrow ass.
You nasty.
But look, all right, so now she. So the conversation is on pegging. So she's pegging you, and she's back there like, you know, moaning and deep breath, and she acting like she bought the nut out of that dildo.
Ain't no pegging going
that's
on.
8 inches in your ass. You know what I mean? Like that.
Ain't no pegging going on.
What if they squirted you? She cream pie you
with a dildo. What, she gonna put lotion in it?
I feel like Dykes got that for some reason. Like
she got Twinkie cream.
y'all terrible.
Pile of sugar.
Listen, ain't no pegging going on.
All right, so how about this? What if she wants to put a dog collar on you with a leash and walk your little ugly ass around the house?
And spank you.
And spank you. You with it?
If that gets her
on the ass, like she just spanked you on the ass. What is it?
What is it with y'all?
We're talking about how crazy
you would go.
Because like sexually, like I said, we're not.
You already said you let her piss on you. I couldn't imagine her spanking your ass.
Yeah.
Is any worse than that?
Yeah.
Just a little, you know. With a little leather thing, the leather jones.
And then she calling you a little bitch.
Hey.
She already do that now. Yeah.
So
come here, you little black bitch.
Little no cut haircut having ass bitch. Little gap tooth bitch. Like, hey. What you it is turning her old. Like you can see it dripping down her leg walking around out. You with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You with me?
Yeah,
all right. Right.
Without having it, like,
you wouldn't be with that.
Hearing that bark like it on.
You wouldn't be with
it. Got there, Rottweiler.
What about you, cool, MJ?
As long as you ain't trying to pick a trick, I'm with it.
Yeah. You gotta have a safe word.
So like, your bitch just go spank you. You good? She let you across her lap. Like, you a 12-year-old and you just got in trouble. You with
it? She take you to crawl and she got the cane behind you. What are you going to
do? She better not have the cane, number one.
Huh? Why not?
I told you they make dildos that come. Somebody just told me. So, yeah, she gonna fill you up.
Super soaker.
Get out of here.
Super soaker.
Yeah. Cream I said that.
Y'all terrible.
Yeah. So.
What if it's edible, Black? What you going to do?
You gonna let her eat
his score was definitely too low. His score was definitely too low.
Back out of the toaster screen. What if it tastes like that? What you gonna do?
He gonna smear it.
What you gonna do, Black? Are you gonna you're forgetting this is all about the level you will go to please.
This ain't about us. Because to be honest with you, 80% of the time is about us anyway.
Like, you don't think your woman tidy, you just beating her shit from the back. She ready to beat yours. Like,
nah. No, sir. No, sir. Right.
Are you willing to be humiliated?
In the words, you
struggle saying it too.
I'm drunk.
In the words of Tony Wiggins, no, sir.
No, sir. Tony will get strapped.
Yeah.
Yeah, easily.
He built like he just gets strapped on. Yeah. He built like he needed a strap on. Like, to use. Like,
like when you thinning like that, you gotta like... You got to resort to different levels. You know what I mean?
So y'all think Tony would take the strap?
Yeah.
He gonna call all four of us tomorrow.
Right now.
He a Tidewater nigga, man. They buy that.
But like, on some real shit, like, sex is so, like I said, the older I get, the more I realize how wild it is. And like, it's not just that basic missionary back shots. I remember when coming on a bitch face was like, I love her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the money.
So look, I feel like the older I get, like I'm losing it. Like,
that's why we gotta go this far, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, that's why these, like, bro, we, cause this.
Hey,
this,
I got a special right now.
Dick and mouth.
Free for five. Okay.
Dick and mouth ain't enough for
me. Don't forget to watch it.
You know how far I'm willing to go? You know what my level is?
Lame.
52.
Yeah. Like you borderline homosexual. Like I'd be homosexual. Like you was on your Facebook talking about squatting.
That's not what I said. They can go see it right now. No, I just said I was too big to squat on a bitch face
again. Oh, so you just get on all fours?
Nope. What I do is I lay on my back and my legs.
She pinning your legs back.
You hold your ankles.
Nah, I just be chilling there like I'm just chilling after a long day.
Nah, I just
know you. Go look under the balls. Under the balls.
You looking like a slide.
I'm like, ooh. And I come every time.
Like
it works for you.
Yeah, but like that's what I'm saying. Like it's nothing I won't do to please my woman. Like I said, I'm the type. My woman had a long day.
You definitely the most the freakiest out of all of us.
I wanted to try.
Closest to gay as well.
Hey. Y'all gotta stop.
But no, what I'm saying is like, I'm the type. I used to come home with my ex, and like she's fresh out of the shower, laying on the bed, and I would just come eat her, and then I'm like, "What we got to eat for dinner?" She was like, "Motherfucker, like what? Like what you got going on? Like,
yeah,
this you just ain't gonna have sex." I'm like, "Nah, that was just for you, and me, but like that was just to help you after your long day too,
right?"
And then and. Even now, I just ate and I went and made breakfast.
That's when they told you 6 weeks.
I am.
You had to buy time. Shot didn't kick me.
What's wrong with you?
Fuck out of here.
But no, like, I believe in not saying no to my woman. I believe in pleasing my woman. That's it.
I have told my woman no
before. And she's told you no plenty of times, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure, she... My woman has told me no way more than I've told her. Like, if I tell
it's
you no.
It's hard for us to say no.
Yeah, if I tell you no, like, either I'm sick, or I'm just truly, like, completely exhausted.
Yeah.
Or this is something you really don't want to do. Because, like I said, if she brings up pancakes,
And it's few and far between. But,
yeah, like, because as men, we're providers and we're nurturers. So, like, we're automatically, it's not really many no's in our vocabulary.
I'm usually primed up at any moment. Like,
That you get it. To me, I don't feel like you're with a woman unless you get hard when she walk in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't be with a woman that, like, my dick don't stay hard when she in the room. If not, then you're not for me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that girl was for 9 years. She never saw my dick soft ever in life.
If she don't keep you aroused.
Yeah.
I see what you're
even
saying.
Even in a sense where, like, we're just having a lazy Saturday. She not even wearing no sexy shit. She got her sweats and her tea and shit.
That's a fact, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And that woman and your dick, your basketball shorts just sitting up like this, like a tent. Then that's when you know she the one.
Yeah, you can't even go out in public with her.
No. Exactly. That's the woman for you. The one that arouses you without having to buy all that extra shit. Like, bitch be like, your bitch don't have lingerie? No.
Yeah.
She wore a t-shirt. In
I'm
this bitch.
About snot nose, eye boogers, and all. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what else.
Your bitch ain't never worn no late. No.
I think it's pointless.
Because it's coming off anyway.
Right. Wear no drawers over here because you don't need them anyway.
Really and truthfully, what nigga gives a fuck about lingerie?
All right, real talk, yeah.
It's not even a thing. I know for a fact women care about lingerie more so than men do.
It's for them.
Yeah, it is.
It's for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it is.
Yeah,
you also got to show them that you, like, notice it and you appreciate it.
Yeah.
You got to be like, whole time you don't give a fuck.
Nah.
Just tell me. Yeah. Say what?
Snack.
Damn.
Just take it off.
Okay, yeah, like, I see you owe me a pie. You know, I remember when 69 was freaky. It's regular.
It's regular.
That.
Have you ever been 9?
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah, 9 on top.
Yeah.
No.
That's ergonomic.
You don't need to be 9 either, Justin. That's why you keep out here getting your ass in, man. Stop this gay shit, man.
She just grabbed both cheeks. I like making it feel comfortable. No, what I'm saying is, your bitch should die if you get 9. If you 9, she die. Like, that should be your motto in life. Me, I still got a little, I ain't got a fupa like you. I got a little space. She got a little space to breathe.
Oh my God.
Fat upper penis area.
Your dick on the internet.
Why you get why he, I said it, don't say it.
Like, it was funny, yeah, shit.
Even you laugh.
Yeah, shit. When niggas get joked on, they always go to the nigga to they the other side. Oh, what the fuck you laughing?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Life so, do we have anything else to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I thought this was gonna be more sexual, honestly. I wish mean, we had a female on here.
Always. I am, man.
Always.
Yeah, I'm leaving soon, so I can do what y'all do.
You know I'm nasty. It's like I'm pulling out and I smack it all over her ass cheeks. Hey.
Oh man. I don't have anything there with
what
me.
You mean?
Like, I mean like but like real talk, like
why not Kia at?
She on here being stupid.
I love her stupid. Stupid. Yeah, I've been trying to sell her some pills. Broad ain't hit me back.
Some broad, pills.
Yeah.
She can't stay hard?
Not them pills. Oh. Okay.
Yeah. She told me one day I want long enough to ride her ride. I said, bitch, I know. Bitch, I know.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't she say her and the nigga scissors be scissoring or some shit?
She did say something.
She's talking about his frat brother.
Huh? Oh, Lord.
I'm not an alpha.
Oh, Lord.
Who?
Hey. Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn. You know he nasty.
Yeah, he loved when she pulled it out and slapped it over his ass.
Ah, ah, ah.
What in the woods doing that?
Look, what? Hey,
listen, yeah, all right.
They fucked the yard for a while.
That, none of them can beat me up.
What's his name? I think could take you.
Absolutely.
My trade is king.
That's one of the nicest people I ever met. Like,
that
was a great
senator in Elizabeth.
Yeah, like
that was a great 19 years old. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Y'all dropping names.
It was a great guy though. Like, I have to say, he was a great guy.
Yeah, he is cool. Cool people.
Like, I never met somebody in college who didn't curse. Like, I ain't trust him because of it.
Because he ain't curse?
Yeah, I don't trust nobody that don't curse. I barely trust him. He said pussy the other week, and I was like, okay, I can fuck with him.
Yeah,
man, what the freak?
Yeah, yeah.
Ikea said, "I got my hat from Africa."
Ikea said she in the wax place, so she be getting shit melted on and stuff. And like
what
she not skinny, so I don't get how that. She just be wilting up.
Yeah,
wilting up.
Yeah, like,
I bet
like
when they pour the wax on that, look like a pancake.
The butter
is
black.
What's that like? Tastes like butter.
Damn, big
old
flat.
Boy, give me some work to stop. Clear off that damn table. Whoop your ass. Hey. All right, like I said, that shit just spreading now. She's like, this is not what we're going to do. Shit.
On a skillet, like a skillet.
Yeah, man. Like.
She need to come back.
She don't.
Yeah,
right. She's
been up here
enough, okay? I love her. That's my dog. Though. She a real bitch.
She ain't.
Just because she won't buy them old Zannies you got.
They not old. They like this new, hot off the press.
What's that?
Just got it off some Oxys. I found them.
Exactly. They expired in 2015. He tried to get them on. I can see him now contributing to the opioid pandemic.
She be at work just itching.
Weight loss and everything. Yeah. Talking about some damn, she ain't thick no more. Yeah.
But look, yeah, I miss them two crackheads from Snowfall. Like, they like my favorite crackheads ever. Them two chicks.
The bad one and
the one that look like black.
What the one that's what was she in, bro? She was in some movie.
We don't give a fuck. We gotta go.
I can't wait till the world see this.
I want them to see it. Hey, look. So my shit's like my dreads been cornrowed, and
I thought you about to say quarantine.
they have. Hey, look. I'm gonna have a mean twist out tomorrow.
This shit like Flamin' Hot Cheetos, and this shit is fucking.
He will go to work looking like Gunner tomorrow. Okay. Okay.
Eat some skinnies. Boy, what's up?
Hey, y'all see that picture of you on Facebook?
Right out of the pool.
Nah, do better, bro.
And shout out to my boy Jew. He back on his weight loss program.
We gotta go.
Yeah, we definitely gotta go, man. Like last boy.
And look, man, y'all continue to be safe, please. Just wear your mask for the sake of it so that we can get back. Y'all want to go out? We ain't going to be able to get out until everybody just do what the fuck they got to do. Exactly. It's plain and simple. We got to go through the, you know, we got to be disciplined enough to go through the shit we got to go through to get back to a state of normalcy. Mm-hmm. So
I miss the goat.
Me too.
I miss
it. And we ain't going to be able to go back if motherfuckers just don't want to do the necessary things that they have to do.
I do got one thing before you end it, though. RIP, well, two things. RIP to John Lewis. They laid him to rest today. Also, did you see the shit about Herman Cain?
He died of coronavirus.
Yeah, because he went to that fucking, he went to the goddamn Trump rally. So, you know.
One of Trump's advisors, somebody in his old contingency.
It was his son, girl.
Yeah, his
debacle. No, somebody else. Like,
I know what you're talking about. I saw that today, too.
Some nigga got it. I hope Trump got it. Good night. Mm.